Good evening. A mother dying from cancer says she could be forced to sell her family home to pay for a drug which could prolong her life. Nikki Phelps lives near Gravesend and is begging her local primary care trust to fund her treatment, but they are refusing to help. Catherine Carpenter reports.
Nikki Phelps knows her rare form of glandular cancer is killing her. But at 37, the mother of two-year-old twin boys is desperate to fight the disease as long as possible. She believes her greatest hope of living longer is a drug called Sutent, but it costs £36,000 a year and the NHS won't pay.
When I was told, I thought, well, basically, they're telling me I'm ready for my box. You know, I thought I was being given a death sentence.
Mrs. Phelps says the drug's been recommended by her consultant here at Hammersmith Hospital, but NHS West Kent won't fund it because they say it hasn't been licensed or approved for treating her kind of cancer. They told us, we have to prioritise treatments that we have clear evidence will work over those where we can't be certain.
So for the past 6 weeks, the Phelps have used their life savings to pay for the drug themselves. Friends have raised money too, but when that's gone, they'll have to sell their home and business.
It's difficult enough for my husband looking after me and facing the threat of his wife dying and him being left without a mother for his children, without the additional stresses of worrying about having enough money for the medication that I need.
The Phelps feel exasperated by the situation, adding that forcing the family out of their home and work could cost the government more in the long run. But they remain hopeful. The Primary Care Trust has said it will reconsider its decision. Catherine Carpenter, BBC London News.
Now, police are appealing for witnesses after a man was killed in Waltham Forest last night. The 37-year-old suffered gunshot wounds in Plainfields near Leabridge Road. Well, the case is being investigated by the Met's Trident Unit, which deals with gun-related crime in the black community. Meanwhile, police in Hackney have arrested a 15-year-old boy in connection with a shooting which left a woman dead as she answered the door to her mother's flat. Gulistan Subasi was killed on the Kingsmead estate in Clapton last month. Two men in their 20s have already been arrested and bailed. Now, the Green Party and UK Independence Party have said they're both optimistic about their chances in London at the forthcoming election. The Greens have two members on the London Assembly, while UKIP has one London MEP. But can they convince voters they've got enough to offer in a general election? Sonia Jessop reports.
Environmental issues have shot up the political agenda since 2005, with all three main parties trying to prove how eco-conscious they are. But does this heightened awareness come at an electoral price?
They do have to develop other policies, and they certainly have been doing so. I think airports particularly is a big issue for the Greens around the possible third runway at Heathrow.
The Greens would also create new green jobs, decentralise healthcare responsibility to local government, and persuade all councils to pay employees the London Living Wage. But will this be enough to persuade voters to support them in a general election?
We have had a very significant impact here at City Hall, having Greens elected on the Assembly in a number of local councils now in the capital, and people are seeing it's the next logical step of having that green voice.
More than one in ten Londoners voted for UKIP in the European elections. Their policies include a five-year freeze on anyone claiming British citizenship, creating jobs with a public works scheme, and a tougher approach to law and order.
UKIP, I think, they have tried a bit, sort of slightly fierce and occasionally rather authoritarian-sounding social policies beyond just getting out of Europe. But in the end, they're seen predominantly as an anti-EU party.
UKIP insists the EU does present a major threat to the capital.
The European Union wants to regulate the City of London. Now, and in fact, the Tories voted for this in the European Parliament. If they regulate the City of London, it will wave goodbye to London, it will go somewhere else and will be an even bigger problem.
Both UKIP and the Greens may well pick up votes from those disillusioned with the main parties. Whether it will be enough to win them seats in Parliament is a different matter altogether. Sonia Jessop, BBC London News.
Well, sport now, and in rugby we have one result for you. Wasps have won a place in the Amlin beating Gloucester 42-26. But now let's take a look at the weather forecast with Chris Fawkes.
Hi there. Most of us enjoyed some further fine sunshine today. Okay, it wasn't quite as warm as it was yesterday, and there will be some further changes taking place with the weather during this evening as thicker cloud gradually comes in from the east. This cloud has been sitting across Belgium for much of the day, but will head across London as we go on through this evening and overnight. It could even give an odd spot of rain over some of the Chiltern Hills. Elsewhere, a dry night, temperatures down at around 5 or 6 degrees, and a cloudy start then to Monday morning. Things, though, will brighten up into the afternoon. Most places will see some sunshine, but there's a chance of just one or two showers popping up into the afternoon. They'll be light and there won't be many of those around. Top temperatures around about 14 or 15, but feeling cooler with a northeasterly breeze. And then it gets a little bit cooler as we go on through the week ahead, but a lot of dry and bright weather to come our way. That's your forecast.
Well, that's it. Join us again for our next news at 10:45 tonight on BBC One. Until then, have a good evening. Bye-bye.